Draft Guide Podcast. Welcome to 2019, everybody. FantasyGuru.com subscribers, draft guides, and purchasers. I am Jeff Mance. If you're not familiar with my work, well, where you been, man? I was here last year at FantasyGuru.com. I am a longtime fantasy industry person, I guess. I don't even know how to describe myself. 15 years in the fantasy sports industry, 9 years full-time in the fantasy sports industry. So been a long time. I am the host of SiriusXM's Elite Sports Show, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern out there. If you have SiriusXM, follow me on Twitter at Jeff_Mans, M-A-N-S. The Jeff Mans and other social media outlets out there as well. Well, welcome, everybody. This is a Get to Know You podcast. This is just the intro, asking everybody, or I should say greeting everybody, welcoming you all to 2019 here at FantasyGuru.com. So I'll jump right into it. You know, a lot going on in the offseason, not just in the National Football League, but also here at Fantasy Guru. You guys may notice John Hansen, Joe Dolan, no longer with us. John Hansen retiring from the content business, I suppose. Still hear him weekday mornings on SiriusXM and the host of DirecTV's fantasy channel every Sunday afternoon. So we love John and Joe and everything they've built, and we hope to continue that legacy here at Fantasy Guru. So what we've done this year is somewhat we are trying to combine what you guys know and love from Fantasy Guru, what you've known and loved over the years since 1995, and then incorporate some of the new age stuff, some what's new in 2019, not just in the industry, as far as stats, metrics, articles, and talent is concerned as well. Again, I was here last year. This is the first year, though, that my draft guide, I've been producing a draft guide in the magazine form and online form since 2008. So 11th year for me this year with my own personal draft guide. And it's not really my draft guide. It's our team's draft guide because everybody's participating. We have a lot of great content in the draft guide this year. And what we decided to do, at least for the beginning of our launch here in 2019, the months of May and June, is to combine the Fantasy Guru subscription service with the draft guide that you get preseason. So we'll be separating those two out. It won't really pertain to you guys, but if you're listening to this, say after the 4th of July, you may have bought one and not the other. We're really hoping to take the ride with everybody the whole season long. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to come in at a price point that is, you know, reasonable to that end. And we've loaded up on talent. Myself, Ray Flowers, Corey Parson, Tyler Beaker, Armando Marsal, Russell Clay, that you've with us last year as well. Benny Ricciardi, Vlad Sedler, Ted Schuster, Kevin Adams, Tommy G, Rob Brink, so many great analysts and many more, Taylor Canavari, that are here and going to take this ride with us. And we're going to be producing content regularly. You may be overwhelmed. I'm hoping to overwhelm everybody this year with what we're doing and just give you a lot to feast on. And our goal, if we're doing things right, is no matter what league setup you have, no matter what challenges you face throughout the season that starts on draft day, starts the minute you begin prep. Holy cow, my draft's in a week. I'm not ready. What can I do? Boom. Here we go. We can help you out. Oh, dear. I'm at the draft. I've had too many schlitzes or Jaeger bombs, and I can barely see my spreadsheet in front of my face. All right, hop into our draft room, which we have all set up. It's up there now. Those of you in there already, we're answering questions every single day. Our analysts and our teams are in there every day. We are talking with you guys, and that's our pledge to everybody out there that is entrusting us in 2019, is that, you know, we're going to be in the draft room. We're going to be in the chat room once draft day is over, once the regular season starts, and you have waiver pickups or trades, or you just want to talk metrics or players or cheer on your teams. Hell, we don't care. Whatever it is that's on your mind, you know, we are going to be there for you. in article form, in podcast form, live in the chat room, on live streams, video. You could see our bright smiley faces. You'll realize why I'm on national radio and not on television. I'm not as pretty as John Hansen, folks. Let's face it. So that's what we're doing. And no matter what challenges you face, we're here. And that goes all the way through. You don't know who is this backup running back on this such and such a team. Who is this guy that is, who's the guy behind Jimmy Graham in Green Bay at the tight end position? It's Mercedes Lewis. But Jay Sternberger, how about him, the third-round pick for the Packers this past offseason out of A&M. If you want to know a little bit about these players, that's what we're going to be here for and doing it with you and keeping you guys updated. So we hope that you like the draft guide. We hope it gets you set up, gets you knowledgeable about 2019, and helps you execute a great draft. And then we hope to be a part of your week's days and weeks all the way throughout the 2019 season. So let me go over some of the stuff that we do basically and what we're going to do. And for one, I mentioned the draft room. So it's already up on the site and we're in there keeping regular hours. Myself, Armando, Ray, Russ Clay, Tyler, Corey Parson, Benny, Vlad, Ted. We're all Kevin Adams. We're all in there. And it's a regular schedule set up. We will have this, if you're listening to this in mid-July, it's already up by now. If not, then we will have a set schedule. You'll know when office hours are for which expert, which analyst that you want to talk to, when we're going to have people on site during the course of the regular season. You're going to get live advice. You're going to get that during all throughout the week, but most importantly, Sunday morning, as we're reacting to weather, lineups, actives, inactives, all these things that happen, injuries, of course, we are going to be there for you. Our team is going to be in the chat room talking with you in real time, helping you make those lineup decisions. So we're in this together all season long. That's what we have going as far as the chat room. This podcast that you're hearing is the first of many. We're going to have over 50 strategy podcasts hosted by our entire team. You'll hear my voice, you'll hear Corey, you'll hear Ray, and Ted, and Russ, Clay, and Armando, and Tyler. You're going to hear our entire team throughout the course. And we're going to center in and focus on the topics that we're passionate about, topics that we're strongly knowledgeable about, and we're going to let the strongest of our team members in most categories, in all categories, take the reins and host those strategy podcasts. So you're going to hear that. We're going to have a new one every day starting July 15th. We're going to put up some. If you haven't listened to the Meet Armando Marsal, Meet Tyler Beaker, Meet Russell Clay podcast, those are available already right there on the site, fantasyguru.com. Just hit the draft guide, get in the strategy podcast room. You'll see the whole list for you right there. And then we go from there. And starting July 15th, though, we're going to have a new podcast every single day. So we have a ton of articles and a lot of words that encompass the 2019 draft guide. This is the audio version of the draft guide. We'll talk about players. We'll talk about zero running back theory. We're going to talk about weather and teams, quarterback, wide receiver chemistry, handcuffing, all these topics and tons more will be addressed in the podcast form for those of you who go to the gym or you're on your way to work, or maybe you're at work and just trying to tune out, or you're on your lunch break, whatever it is, just the audio version, something we've been doing in this, in the draft guide. This is our fourth year now, so three previous seasons, and it seems to be something you guys like. So we have the written form, we have the podcast form, we'll be doing live streams and videos for you as well on a number of topics. So if you have topics and things you'd like us to add, that's the great thing about the draft guide is, no more magazine. I've not produced a magazine. This will be the third year. Yeah, I haven't done a magazine. And I'm not at all regretful of it. I love the fact that we could update. I love the fact that we can go in and as guys get hurt, like, hey, I did my sleeper list, sleeper and bust. And then, oh, man, like last year, Hunter Henry goes down real early. And if you already went to press in your magazine, it's done. You had him and everyone thinks you still love Hunter Henry or they realize you didn't like him, but they didn't know who it was you did like. So that's why we choose to do the draft guide this way. We try not to overwhelm with the amount of content, at least initially, give you guys who are here in the months of May, June, July, time to, you know, get up to date. You're sitting on the toilet, you're reading an article, whatever it is, you're bored, family birthday party or something, you know, you sneak off, you read a couple things here, you look at this, whatever. So that's the thought and the theory behind our interactive draft guide, where it's always growing, always changing, and, you know, growing right before your very eyes. So the podcast starts July 15th. We'll have a few before then because, well, we just can't help ourselves, really. The cover of the draft guide, you may notice Odell Beckham, Baker Mayfield, the Browns. How about that? Like I said, this is 15 years in the fantasy sports industry for me. First year, it was even a thought to include a Cleveland Brown on the cover of our magazine and the cover of our draft guide, and I'm pumped up about it. I won't say it's a full endorsement of what Cleveland is going to be in 2019, but they're exciting and we need to talk about it. And we've already talked about it. I have an article, big article to start the draft guide there on the Cleveland Browns and what to expect in 2019. We've talked about it on a couple of podcasts already, but just a quick taste. You know, they're what's new right now. Beckham, Baker, Nick Chubb, Jarvis Landry. This is a team that's absolutely David Njoku. I'm not going to leave anybody out now. They're loaded for bear, and they're set to take the world by storm, or at least try to. And I think we got to remember guys like Odell Beckham. Whereas Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, the sky is the limit. I think Odell Beckham's a player that we need to be very cautious about. He can say all that he wants. But Odell Beckham, for as great as he is, the numbers he's put up and the one-handed catches, he isn't as good catching the ball with two hands as he is with one. And he doesn't seem to show up for 16 games a year. These are major problems. And as you go through and look at my own personal takes on players, my rankings, my projections that are now up here at fantasyguru.com, you're going to see that I really favor guys who are there. You need to show up. You need to get what they call volume. Volume is everything. We believe our system here at Fantasy Guru going forward is a volume-based approach. And what that means is we're going to put you guys in the situations to draft, build, and maintain fantasy football rosters that are full of volume, opportunity, right? If you pay attention to what we're preaching and teaching here at the site, you're going to have the players that are in the games, that are targeted, that are getting touches. That's the side we're going to fall on. And that's not going to change. I understand that there are some very flashy, exciting players out there. Most, you know, every year there's a new rookie that's going to take over the world. There's a new player that's going to be better than anything we've ever seen. And the way I can help you guys, and our team could help you guys, is that we've been around so long. I've seen the next best thing. I saw when Ryan Leaf was going to be the next best thing. I saw Michael Vick was going to be issuing, you know, the era of rushing quarterbacks long before we had Deshaun Watson and Cam Newton. I know how to handle these situations and how to deal with them. And we're going to invest, but we're going to invest wisely. We're going to invest appropriately. Some players in situations, I think Nick Chubb is a good example. If you notice in the rankings, he is very high on the list compared to the rest of the industry, but I think he's the player that gets forgotten about. Just like he's not on the cover of the magazine or, you know, the draft guide, he's going to be the one that, as well as Baker and Odell Beckham and Jarvis and Njoku do, it's going to be Nick Chubb plunging in those touchdowns, the shorter touchdowns. It's going to be safeties playing back and allowing him wider running lanes and for him to take it to the house. So, forgotten player, but not by us. He's going to have the volume. And if the Browns are as successful as we think, then he's going to be running the games out late in that one. I'm not worried about Kareem Hunt after 10 games. Folks, I am not here to put you in the proper position to win in week 11. I want you to win now. I want you to win week one. I want you to win in the draft. then week one, then week two. We'll put ourselves in the right spots as we go. I'm not drafting for week 11 right now. We are drafting to win week one, period. That's what we're doing. So my rankings, over 700 players ranked. Some of you guys may ask, what about so-and-so? For one, here's another difference that you'll notice at fantasyguru.com. We have projections for the full season. We'll have projections for you every individual week as well. But my rankings, both seasonal and weekly, are not going to be numbers-based. All right? Now, they're based in my projections. All right? I shouldn't say they're not based in my projections. They are, but it's about giving you real information and helping you navigate your rosters and your lineups more efficiently. I'm telling you, this player over that player over this player, right? They're just a straight numbers-based stardom and sit-em method. It does not work. It just doesn't work, because if you don't properly assign game flow and you don't, if the point total goes up or the point total goes down, you could have 0.3 points more on this guy and 0.5 less on this guy. You don't know what's going to happen with that. And thus, you got to make tough decisions. And that shows up in the rankings, over 700 players. I did PPR and non-PPR rankings, okay? So then the natural question, what about half point? Where's half point? Why can't we just – guys, for half point PPR, use the PPR rankings. Right, that's still a point per reception. I will tell you a big secret of my own individual success and the success of our subscribers in years past with all different formats is that I do not overvalue for receptions amongst running backs or receivers. I don't do it. Why? Because they are very, very noisy and very, very fluky. And Ray Flowers, if you're here, mid-July, Ray Flowers is an article he does every year, and I help him out on it, talking about the PPR running back myth. Every year, there's going to be big-time pass catchers at the running back position. It's never, and I'll get into my coaching breakdowns in a second, it's never the goal of an offense to dump the ball off. There's a reason they call it dumping off, right? That's one of the last reads they do. Some are set up screens and all that, but you're not going to get 70, 80, 90, 100 catches Christian McCaffrey style on set up screens. No offensive play caller is ever going to do that. So I'm not going to put you in position. And when they fall, pass catching running backs, when they fall hard. They fall all the way out. So I don't overhype it. I'll never tell you there's going to be 7 targets for a running back in a game. That's insanity. It's insanity. It's not likely. Now, there are players with that skill in that offense, with that game script, and we could, and in those situations, we'll say, all right, we do have a lot of pass catching ability here. He's going to, we'll rank him up. We'll rank McCaffrey ahead of Nick Chubb this week. And then the following week, the Browns are heavy favorites, and Panthers are heavy favorites. Both teams being heavy favorites, which running back do you think we want? We want Nick Chubb, because he's going to be in the game running. He's a more effective runner than McCaffrey. And that the weekly rankings get into all those schematics. But so there's not a number behind the rankings. It's this player versus that player. And that's the way I want you guys to think. You're also going to see no top 300 overall. Overall rankings are absolute worthless. Now, I did a top 48 because you guys asked for it. And that top 48, guess what? Half point PPR scoring format. That's what I did for that 48 because it could go either way. Once you're through 4 rounds, your team isn't better off drafting a player that will score more points. You guys are going to learn something that has gone really, really underappreciated in the fantasy football community. And you're going to learn how to build the right roster. It's not this, the idea that this whole Wizard of Oz, Snow White, draft the best players with the highest possible score. Yay. No, 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 no. We're not doing that. We don't do that here. We build the best teams. We build the teams that you're going to lose your starting running back, and it won't matter at all. It's not going to stop you 1 second. How can we do that? How's it possible? Easy. The art of handcuffing and handcuffing appropriately. Our running back grid we've done for the last 5 years, constantly on top of the handcuffs, who to handcuff, what situations. Sometimes you're going to, depending on your league, handcuff a quarterback, tight end, running backs, of course, wide receivers. You're gonna handcuff these guys. And you're going to make sure that you have this team's running back or this team's tight end or this team's wide receiver, flanker, or split end, or whatever it may be, because that's the most valuable position on that team. Okay, that's the that's the way. We don't care. We'll draft three of them if we have to make sure we get the one. We're not going to have you guys draft a bunch of middle-of-the-line players. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see a bunch of, oh, I'm going to draft Duke Johnson. No. It's a loser play. It's a loser play. We're not going to be about losing. We're going to be about winning. And we're not going to draft the middle players. If that player doesn't have a chance to succeed at a high level, he's not worth it to us. And we're going to form our rosters so that week in and week out, I'll teach you how to make a depth chart on one of these podcasts. I do it in every league I've ever been in. And those who don't know the resume, DFS Live Final winner, multi NFBC, WCOFF league champion. I've won the highest of stakes. I've won at the lowest of stakes, home leagues, leagues in the fantasy community, industry, host leagues on SiriusXM, daily fantasy, all of that. So I know how to close out championships. It's what I do. And I know how to build rosters that are equipped for the long haul. You're not going to take your first round pick and invest something and believe in it the way we do and then say, oh, it's okay. If he goes down, I'll just get somebody from another team as a back. No. We're not doing that. We believe in the Browns running back. We're going all the way with it. And for those who question the handcuff ideology here, I will point you to players from last year. I fought the good fight for everybody. James Conner. Le'Veon Bell didn't show up. He wasn't showing up. Draft James Conner. If you draft Bell, you had better draft Conner. It's an absolute must. Many, many people, including high-stakes leagues and fantasy sports industry leagues, refused to draft James Conner. They said he's terrible. They said he sucks. He's not fast. He doesn't catch like Le'Veon Bell. Okay, I will take him. I took him every league I possibly could. And in every league, I had the guy. And then guess what? I eventually handcuffed him to Jalen Samuels, who had a good couple weeks stretch. Todd Gurley, you ask, what should we do with him? Well, what did C.J. Anderson do at the end of last year and into the playoffs? How's that possible? How does C.J. Anderson fail out of Carolina, doesn't get signed by Detroit or Kansas City, gets signed in L.A. and outproduces the best fantasy player of 2018? The system, that's why. That offensive line, Sean McVay's offense, conducive to running back fantasy success. We invested in them. If you were here, you know, we had C.J. Anderson. We were talking about C.J. Anderson after he signed when Gurley went down. We believed week after week in daily and seasonal playoff fantasy football league. We believed. But we believe in that stuff. We know it. Why? Coaching breakdowns. My pride and joy every year. And by the way, our coaching breakdowns for 2019 I've not been as proud of any work ever than of this in 2019. I got my buddy and a regular fantasy guru contributor, Mike Horn. He is exceptional high stakes player. He's been writing here since, 2005. And Mike Horn helped me out getting all the pretty graphs and charts. And he and I banged out these coaching breakdowns. I've been doing the coaching breakdown for 15 years. And very well versed in systems, what it means to be in a cover two versus cover three, man-to-man zone press coverage, zone blocking, power blocking, RPO, run pass option, inside zone runs, outside zone runs, quarterback progressions. folks, this is what I do. This is what I'm about. I can break down the system for you, and I do. Part of this draft guide, you have 32 NFL teams, head coach, offense coordinator, defense coordinator, all outlined, all diagrammed, all charted, thanks to Mike Horn, on what they've done, not just last year, their history. We now know which Tigers won't change their stripes. We know what Norv Turner's going to do in Carolina. We know that Norv Turner changed his offense in Carolina to fit Christian McCaffrey. And we know that he did it to fit Cam Newton too, even though Cam went down with the injury. So what kind of passing routes will DJ Moore be running this year? We know all that information is there in the Carolina breakdown. Norv Turner, his son is the quarterback coach. How many of you guys knew that? We did. The new coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, Greg Roman. Why are we higher on Mark Ingram in this Ravens running game than most people? Because Greg Roman is the single best run play designer in the National Football League. We have him charted. We have him all the way back. I have every offense that he's run back to the University of Stanford. Okay? And how did he do with Colin Kaepernick? He made Colin Kaepernick a star in San Francisco, went to a Super Bowl. They ran the football. Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram, hell, Gus Edwards. It's going to be good in Baltimore. They're going to run the football. So we broke that system down for you. Defenses, who's good against the cover two? Who's good against 3-4 versus 4-3 lines? Which running backs run the best against them? What blocking schemes work against which systems? You know, I took a very deep approach this year, mostly on interdivisional play. This team runs this kind of offense, and it matches up well. Like, the Carolina is a good example, because one of the things Eric Washington, their defensive coordinator, and Ron Rivera, they're doing this year is they're not going to play as much zone. And the reason they're not going to play as much is because the Falcons and the Saints destroy their zone. Destroy it. You can't keep trotting it out there. So they're going to change some things. So if you just go into history, Drew Brees has done this against the Panthers, or Matt Ryan's done this. Well, that's, you're talking about different Panthers team now. They're changing their up front from 4-3 to much more 3-4. And you get guys like Keekly and Brian Burns, now an edge rusher that drafted in the first round. And talk about Bruce Irvin, who is now here, and getting a better pass rush and playing man, fooling, longer reads when you play man versus when you play zone. When you're an established quarterback like Ryan or Brees, that little longer, that third of a second to a half a second longer that it takes you to read the man zone coverage, and you get an exceptional rush that you're not used to seeing from better edge rushers like Burns and Irvin, they're going to do some damage. It's going to be – that's a much tougher matchup than it has been in the past. Again, all of this stuff, I outline it all for you in the coaching breakdowns. And one of the best things I'm most proud of about the coaching breakdowns is it never goes out of style all year long. Well, until first set of coaches start getting S-canned, but even then they don't change the playbook. All year long, you can go back to this as a reference and check it. Oh, what does this guy do against this? What is this? Who's the best player in this system? All right. How does that court? And it's all right there for you. When you're looking at backup running backs and receivers and tight ends and QBs, you say, all right, what kind of system is this again? All right, what do they run? Okay, you can make your own calls there even without asking me. So it's going to teach you guys. You're going to all play fantasy football better. And I urge those of you who are new to Fantasy Guru or new to our style, my style, in this manner at least, I urge you to go ask the folks that have been with me for 10 years, 15 years. From the scout fantasy football days and other places that I've been, go check, go talk to them and see where they're at. One of the things I'm most proud of is how much we've taught people about the game of football. See, I always say fantasy football is easier, a pretty relatively easy game to play. It's easy to pick up. There are a lot more people playing. It's a lot more fun than other fantasy sports, and all that's true, but far, far less, a very, very small number of people actually understand the game of football, right? They think in terms of, well, this guy is, this projection versus that projection. It's not the way football works, man. just not the way the game works. I've played this game. I've lived it my entire life. Okay. And the nuance that seems perplexing or confusing to you, I can help simplify and to put it in terms of fantasy. So that's what I'm here for. That's what I've been about for 15 years. And we're going to take a journey. We're going to have a lot of fun doing it. We're going to learn a lot this year about players, about schemes, teams, all of it, strategy, playing the game, playing against your opponent, head-to-head matchups, all of this stuff, how things change. We're big into teaching here at Fantasy Guru. So hopefully you guys are into learning. We have easy ways too, the easy printable rankings, the draft book that will be out the first week of August, where all you have to do is print one sheet and it's your entire draft. Just bring a highlighter and that sheet to your draft and bing, boom, bang. Auction, snake draft, it'll show you exactly where to pick and who to pick at what times. Nice and easy. So that will be up to offensive lines. My boy Ted Schuster, he's getting help from our Armando Marsal this year. Schuster every year breaks down offensive lines, improvements, losses along the offensive line, health concerns, depth concerns. What type of blocking scheme do all 32 NFL teams play? And how does that relate to fantasy success? How does that relate to success for the quarterback, the running back, the tight end? How many routes will the tight end be allowed to run since they're not staying in and helping? All of these things are very important. And we don't just center on, hey, this guy's got a good left tackle. This team's got a good left tackle. Hey, the Cowboys have a good starting five. Yeah. What happens when Travis Frederick gets the illness that, you know, crippled him last year? What happens when Tyron Smith's back starts flaring up again? You know, what's the depth like along the offensive line? It's not that easy. You know, injuries will happen. But just like I promised you guys, you're going to be in position to win no matter what. NFL teams need to show us that, okay, they can survive an injury or two or three or four or 10 and still compete and still help us produce fantasy points. So that's another part of it that I absolutely love. We got Ray Flowers by the numbers. We got High Stakes by Vlad Sedler. I play high stakes fantasy football and have for a long time and a multi-time winner, but Vlad Sedler is the best high stakes player we got. And he's going to be teaching you guys how to play NFFC and all these types of leagues and, you know, some things that you need to do differently, how to join it, how to compete, how to build multiple teams and shares and things like that. That's all going to be right there for you. Auction drafting, our guys Corey Parson and Ray Flowers are going to be talking about that. We're going to have the red zone review, the rookie report. Our guy Russell Clay. Russell Clay's already talking about like sophomores in college and how they will transition to the pros, for crying out loud. That dude is on point. All your Dynasty Keeper League folks, urge you to read Russell Clay stuff, Tyler Beaker stuff as well. Tyler constantly doing his Tyler Thoughts piece where he's getting into the analytics of the game, telling you what spark scores mean, catch rates, how this transition, routes, points per routes run, all of these types of things he's breaking down every single day here for us on the site. A lot of great regular pieces filling the void. What happens to teams that lose their quarterback, like the Jacksonville Jaguars? Well, you got to replace that production, even though not much of it with Blake Bortles, but, you know, Nick Foles comes in. How does that matter? What happens with the New England passing game? New England tight ends, now that no Rob Gronkowski in retirement, filling the void by Russell Clay is an ongoing series where he looks at a new team, vacated targets, handoffs, snaps, running plays, routes run, all that are vacated from the year before, you know, for all these teams and what that means and what possible breakout candidates we can see. We have on the clock with Armando Marsal, where every single week he talks about, hey, you're on the clock. You don't have a running back. It's the fourth round. What do you do? But these guys are available. These guys aren't. What do you do? You know, that those moments that we all face in the midst of our draft where it's like, do I do this? It's two different paths to cross. And Armando has that locked down for you every single week. Also, Armando Marsal doing league breakdown systems for those of you looking to join new leagues, maybe build new leagues, maybe just add some fun and excitement to your current leagues. We've got that. Everything's super flex. standard, you know, non-PPR leagues, two flex leagues, leagues where you no kicker, no defense, individual defensive players. Speaking of IDP, I have my IDP rankings there too. We support IDP all season long as well. And, you know, we play all sides of the ball here at Fantasy Guru too. So then best ball, if you guys are into that and just playing those best ball, grinding out drafts, we have a whole guide to best ball from Taylor Canavari and Tyler Beaker talking about what sites to play, tricks of the trade, roster construction. You know, how many quarterbacks do you have on a draft.com best ball league? How about a BB10? How many tight ends do you take? What players do you target early? What players will be there in the mid rounds? What about some late round targets for us? We got all that for you there as well. Off season reports, the draft, NFL draft coverage we have in the draft guide. You know, just a plethora. If you need it, if you want it, it's here for you all season long. And the draft guide is that just the start of everything we're doing here at Fantasy Guru. And of course, you know, and that's why we want you to be here with us all season long too, because we'll have everything you need to compete, stay on top. And we're going to have some fun too. The shows are lively, entertaining. We're always doing something and you know, integrating your guys' comments and your thoughts. We will not back down if there are things that you guys like or don't like about us, the site. You know, we take on everything, and there's no hiding here. And when we brought in our staff and talked to all these guys, and, you know, that's something I've made a career about, is being there for our subscribers and being there for the people, win, lose, or draw. Something works. Last year, those that are with me, they will remember Raheem Mostert week. Raheem Mostert was – I was super high on him. It was for daily fantasy, but I also recommend him playing in seasonal. And he was a complete and utter bust, just a terrible – it was San Francisco against the Arizona Cardinals. And it was just a terrible outing for Mostert. And it was – and when I was in the middle of that Sunday afternoon watching the game, I had realized just a mistake that I had made in – my analysis of Mostert and the 49ers run game that particular day. Okay. And I should have known better. And those that rode with me know that I stood there, took the beating that I so richly deserved that day. And, you know, we did some good things. I think we gave some back to our users and subscribers. We had a special free roll the next week for Daily Fantasy, or folks could win some money. We gave out some gear and stuff like that too. So, and we're not going to hide. We're not going to run. We're going to be here for you guys every single step of the way. So that is the synopsis. That's the welcome message. So what I want to incorporate to 2019 and every single day, it's our pledge to you guys. You know, we're here for you. Make use of everything you're given. You have projections. You have rankings. Both, there may be subtle differences between numbers and who I prefer. The projection is this number, but I actually think this guy over that guy is why I strongly recommend rankings over projections, but I get it. Some of you guys are just want to see a number behind it. That's fine and dandy. So we got that for you guys too. The draft room always packed with our analysts there, and we're talking ball. Every single day, we've got podcasts, downloadable, updated rankings and updated articles, bold predictions on what we think certain teams are going to do by the entire staff. That article's already up on the site. Like I said, auctions and best balls and keepers and dynasties and IDP and half point and full point and super flex and every format of fantasy football you can. And oh, by the way, daily fantasy players, we got you too. Don't forget. All daily fantasy football coverage will be on elitefantasy.com. We don't do DFS here at Fantasy Guru, but the draft guide does come with the daily fantasy football guide that's going to be out late in August with all of our inputs, Kevin Adams, myself, Benny Ricciardi, all of us DFS players. We all contributed to this daily fantasy guide and teach you cash game tricks, GPP/tournament options, how to build quality lineups, lineup construction, bankroll management, how to get started, playing on big sites, playing on smaller sites, all of that stuff is part of the draft guide here, but we're going to use that over on elitefantasy.com, okay? So, and when Elite Fantasy, when we launch our NFL Daily Fantasy NFL for 2019, if you are listening in July, this is already launched and it's no brainer. If you go to elitefantasy.com/radio, give yourselves a little discount right there if you sign up through there. So, that's for all of our fantasyguru.com subscribers. Take advantage. 25% off, man. Get it going. Get that money. We love when the Elite Mafia wins. That's for sure. That's about it. That's all I got. I don't want to be too long. I don't want to ramble forever on you guys. You're going to hear my nasally drone a ton throughout this season in fantasy football with our podcast and live streams and everything else that we'll be doing. Hopefully, you guys check out the SiriusXM show 2 to 4 Eastern on Sirius 210 XM 87. Follow me at Jeff_Manz on Twitter, the Jeff Manz and other social media outlets. And please, please support our staff. Follow them. Talk with them. Converse. Corey Parson, Ray Flowers, Tyler Beaker, Armando Marsal, Russell Clay, Benny Ricciardi, Kevin Adams, Tommy G, Vlad Sedler, Ted Schuster, Taylor Canavari. Man, we are just loaded with talent here in 2019. And so Mike Horn, don't forget Mike Horn and Vinny Iyer, I-Y-E-R there. I mean, Vinny's great and has been here a long, long time as well. So yeah, we're very excited for what we got going in 2019. We're gonna smash, and appreciate you guys trusting us for your fantasy football needs. That will do it for me. Talk to me. Come see me in the draft room anytime at Jeff_Manz, everybody. The welcome message for 2019 fantasy football here at Fantasy Guru. Welcome in, everybody. We'll have a great season. See you later. Deuces.